Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. We have the A-Team, Horowitz and Graceffo producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass, we have another update here in about 27 minutes. College football playoff Final Four was awesome. Burrow put on a once-in-a-lifetime show in demolishing Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma. How about the quarterbacks we had in the Final Four? I know people will say, well, it's defense, it's coaching. Look at the quarterbacks. You had Hurts, one of the great rides ever in college football. You have Joe Burrow for 1 year, and it's not finished yet. It will end on January 13th, either hosting the national championship trophy, or Trevor Lawrence will be doing it for Clemson, who came back from 16 zip down to shock the Buckeyes 29-23. So you got Lawrence, Burrow, Hurts, and Fields. That was a good Final Four on Saturday. I know if you're an Ohio State fan, you're wondering, hey, we led 16 zip. If you're an Oklahoma fan, are we the Buffalo Bills of the college football playoff? And we get there, but we get drilled. Hey, you're one of the Final Four. It's like I'd never have looked. Matter of fact, I watched Four Falls, I think, the 30 for 30. I've never looked down on the Bills. Oh, you know, they choked in the Super Bowl. No, they got the four in a row. Look what that team had. You know, out of what? 30 at the time or whatever it is, you were 32 now in the NFL. You were the second best team. You were rock stars. I'm not going to pile on Oklahoma because they're not winning the college football playoff. They've had a lot of success under Stoops in the BCS. Look at their tradition with Barry, old school to Bud Wilkinson. Lincoln Riley's doing great things. Well, look what they got out of Hurts. Look at the year they got out of him. And I think Hurts now with the Lamar Jackson and the RPO and what's going to explode even more in the NFL, Hurts will probably be a second, third round pick and be a backup. And there's been that talk, hey, be a great backup for Lamar Jackson. You bet. Be a great backup for Mahomes in Kansas City. They don't think of, you. Fields will be an NFL guy. Had a bad throw on a busted route that ended the game. But what did he have? Two picks tonight and hadn't thrown a pick since like October 5th for over, you know, almost 3 months ago? That's why I threw out a couple different questions to the audience, and you can join us during our final hour. Rich Herrera will be up from San Diego on the West Coast here in about 54 minutes. Give me one-year wonders, because I don't think, you know, Burrow's going to be a great NFL QB. People have brought up Lamar Jackson, what he's doing this year. Okay, nobody saw it coming. Cam Newton, what he did his final year there with the Tigers and the War Eagle in Auburn, Alabama. Kurt Warner was brought up with the greatest show on turf from bagging groceries in arena football to having an unbelievable year. So give me those stories that are comparable to Burrow. And if Trevor Lawrence was eligible for the April 2020 NFL draft and you're the Bengals, would you take Lawrence or Burrow? That's an interesting question. A lot of people think Lawrence is eligible and, oh, well, why are they going to take Lawrence over Burrow? I still, there, I like Lawrence. He uses conditioner. A lot of guys don't use conditioner on their hair. I think Graceffo does. Back at CBS Sports Radio, one of the few guys in the CBS Sports Radio locker room that uses conditioner on their hair. But Lawrence has that long, blonde, wavy look. I still would take Burrow. So I'm asking you those questions. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. So if Lawrence was draft eligible, would the Bengals still take Burrow with the first pick in the 2020 NFL draft? That's just a personal choice for you and those who have watched Lawrence and Burrow. Really, you can watch today. Both were outstanding. So we'll get to your huge opinions on that. We'll touch on the NFL. Final regular season weekend, a lot on the line. And also, I think when this weekend's over, you will see some changes when it comes to coaches. And Urban Meyer was watching Fields in Ohio State out there in Glendale, Arizona. Will he coach the Cowboys? Could he go back to Ohio and coach the Browns? Hey, you got an RPO guy with Baker. You got Chubb. Odell wants out, which I'm so tired of that guy after every game. Oh, help me. Help me. Get me out. Okay. Look how much better off the Giants are without Odell. Okay? Giants are the next team in the NFL. Mark it down. That's what Horowitz told me. So if you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. Troll back out to the audience. Ira in Lubbock, Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? I don't think you take Joe Burrow if Lawrence is eligible. Trevor Lawrence is spoken of in the same breath as John Elway once was. Joe Burrow was not the best quarterback in Ohio as of 2015 when they had JT Barrett, Cardale Jones, Braxton Miller, and Dwayne Haskins. When he went to enter the transfer portal, he first attempted to go to Nebraska, and Scott Frost, who is a pretty good offensive mind, former quarterback, national championship winner himself, didn't think he was better than his current quarterback, Adrian Martinez, and wouldn't even let him transfer. I also want to highlight that in his previous season at LSU, he had 123 fewer completions. His completion percentage was over 20% decreased from 57% to 77% this year. And I think you go to Joe Brady, I think you got to look at all them Joes around him that are great. The LSU's been full of athletes. That's kind of why Les Miles got fired for putting up 10-3 seasons. You know, he was running that old school offense, that NFL style offense. You got Jarvis Landry, you got Odell Beckham. You need to spread the ball around. You know, you got to spread these guys out. So I think what you're seeing is us being prisoners to the moment. And the last thing I want to say is this does remind me of something. It reminds me of the last time they paid a quarterback a lot of money. His name is Jamarcus Russell. He came out of LSU, and he was a bust because all everybody was talking about is all them touchdowns he threw against Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl. And, again, they had way more athletes. So that, I think that's a case of what you're seeing. There's no way. I talked to Roy Philpott last year. He spoke to my class. I'm a sport management major at Texas Tech, and he told me he would take Trevor Lawrence over Deshaun Watson still. So that's just how I feel about it.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Ira, and good luck in your sports management class there at Texas Tech in Lubbock. Let's go to Mark in Atlanta, Georgia, where Joe Burrow put on a show with the LSU Tigers on Saturday. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you about an hour now in the car, and a couple of names that came to mind when you're talking about guys that just made a real impact. Let's go back a few years to Herschel Walker, 1980, for the Georgia Bulldogs. He came right out of high school. In fact, he didn't even start the very first game. But his very first carry of his very first game is bore in Georgia history. He ran 16 yards and ran over Bill Bates. And for the rest of the season, he carried the ball. I think he carried it 32, 35 times a game. And unlike the quarterbacks you've been talking about, Herschel was going to run the ball. He couldn't beat you with his arm. He could only run the ball. Defenses all through the SEC stacked up to take him out, and he couldn't. He ran for 1,800-something yards that year, and he did win the national title. And then he also separated his shoulder in the first quarter of the national championship game, still ran for 156 yards and two touchdowns. So it was a little bit before the ESPNs and all that, but I think he made a really big some noise on the national stage.
Oh, gosh. And Mark, thanks for the call in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, Herschel with old Vince Dooley at Georgia. He was a man child. He was. Still in great shape. I saw him doing some interview. Amazing. Let's go to Steven in Santa Cruz, California, out west. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, you know what? I've been listening to your show right now, and not this past caller before. He hit it on the line. He stole a lot of the stuff I was going to say, but I'll just make it quick. I would take Trevor Lawrence. I mean, does he have the personnel to pull off an upset? But if Trevor does pull off the upset, and I think LSU will be favored in this upcoming national championship game, man, you got to put Trevor just right over the top. And the only thing I got to look back to is that I would if there was a healthy Tua, I would take Tua over Joe. And,
wow.
I mean, people will debate me saying, okay, Alabama, they got those great wide receivers, but you got to watch film on Tua and you got to look at his throws and the way he drops those balls right in there. And good luck to whoever wins, but it should be an exciting game.
Yeah, thank you, Steven, out in beautiful Santa Cruz, California, along the coast, joining us on this early Sunday morning. Late Saturday night, depending on where you're listening. David in Atlanta, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, good morning. Pleasure listening to your show. I enjoy it every week. It's really a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you for listening.
Oh, it's great. I can't wait for Saturday night. Anyway, Trevor had never been in that situation before. He's never come from behind. And he marched him down the field like Tom Brady does. I mean, he showed so much composure. And I know he didn't have seven touchdowns or nothing, but I'm telling you what, he's going to be a splash big time in the NFL. But all four of the quarterbacks that played, they will all be playing on Sundays. I mean, it was a pleasure just watching them because that's the new quarterbacks that will be in the league, you know. What I was getting at, though, Matt Ryan, I love him to death. I'm a Falcons fan. He's not getting any younger. I would love to see the Falcons get one of these quarterbacks, preferably Trevor. And, you know, Matt's going to be around for a couple more years, and we need somebody to come in. And watching him tonight, he was so cool and calm under pressure. To me, he would be the pick.
All right. Well, David, thank you for listening in Atlanta. And I mentioned it last hour that the tanking in the fall of 2021 in the NFL will be historic to get Trevor Lawrence. Bengals, at, you know, they have it locked up. They can't blow that. Kid's from Ohio. He's from Athens. He's your once-in-a-lifetime, you know, Boomer meets Kenny Anderson. You know, Dalton, I think, never got the respect because he couldn't win the big games. But Burrow's done. That's done. One to the Bengals. They can't blow it. Two still up for debate with the Giants. But a year from this upcoming April, you know, you're going to look at what will, you could get that crazy, you know, offer for somebody that has that one pick. You know, if that team that has the one pick is already locked in on a QB, that race to tank next year. Maybe that's why the Lions are bringing back Matt Patricia. Matt Stafford's not getting any younger. You know, what do you do? That, you know, the Lawrence Burrow, if they both were coming out, that would be interesting, Horowitz, because your Giants are picking two. They would have so many takers willing to deal if Lawrence and Burrow, no matter who the Bengals took one, and they were sitting on that two pick. Let's just say that's how it ends. they would, and they're not going to go after a quarterback because they have Daniel Jones, and he was outstanding this year. They would get a monster offer for that if Lawrence was draft eligible in April 2020. They would get a ton for it. So that will, the tanking, I think, will be of epic proportions next fall. Waiting on Lawrence. Epic. Now, if you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS, we have our two questions. Who do you compare on this year we didn't see coming like we're witnessing with Joe Burrow? Any sport, pro, college, amateur, who would you compare it to? Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton have been mentioned, Kurt Warner. And then also, if Lawrence was draft eligible and you're the Bengals, a lot of people are saying they would take Lawrence over Burrow because I think there's a longer resume with Lawrence and Clemson than with Burrow. I disagree. I'd take Burrow. So join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Clemson outscores Ohio State 29-7 to end the game. They win 29-23. I think I looked at the graphic, 29-0 in their last 29 games for Dabo and Trevor Lawrence. Wow. Man, 29-0. 29, they haven't lost in like 2.5 years. They're a 3.5-point underdog against LSU Monday night, January 13th in New Orleans. Questions I'm asking over the last 40 minutes or so. If Trevor Lawrence was draft eligible in April of 2020 near the Bengals, would you take Trevor Lawrence or Joe Burrow? And who in sports, amateur, college, Olympic, pro, any sport, who's had that year out of nowhere? Nobody forecast it. Nobody saw it coming. We'll take your huge opinions at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Alan in Columbia, South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge. Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. Another night. Well, I want to go ahead and throw Jameis Winston's name out there. I mean, the year he had coming out, I mean, of course, being a Florida State fan, be a little biased, but, you know, nobody really thought that he was going to have the year that he did. And, heck, he's got one loss as, you know, a college quarterback. And I thought that he did a pretty good job with that. And not only what he did for the ACC, you know, kind of saved them a little bit because the SEC was pretty much running the show with the championship, and they were the last ones before the playoffs to seal the deal and, you know, put Clemson kind of out there too to compete.
Well, thank you, Alan, listening in Columbia, South Carolina. Yeah, Winston, you know, Tampa, that was a team, if Winston could just cut down on his interceptions, I don't think he's worth the $30 million. I was reading that story that he's going to seek $30 million a year. I get market value. That's an agent talking. But Jameis has athletic talent. He's just got to stop throwing the ball to the wrong team in the NFL. Let's go to Steve in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
I got to tell you, I mean, you got to tip your hat to Trevor Lawrence. I mean, Ohio State busted him in the mouth. I mean, almost knocked him out of the game. And for him to come back the way that he did, I mean, the kid's a superstar. But I got to tell you, I mean, living in Cleveland, having deep belief in Baker Mayfield, which, by the way, is starting to slip a little bit. I'm starting to really wonder if this kid can be the franchise quarterback that I thought he could be. But now, to think about Joe Burrow having to play against this guy for the next 15 years, you know, if they just would have waited another year or so, then we could be taking Joe Burrow. Because I got to tell you, I take Joe Burrow every day over Baker Mayfield, and I never thought I'd hear, you know, I never thought I'd hear myself saying that, but that kid is a superstar. He's accurate. He probably runs a 4.54, 5.40. He can run away from linebackers. I mean, that kid is, he's going to be the answer in Cincinnati, and I'm just sorry that I live in Cleveland, and, you know, I hope Baker gets it together, but, you know, I think that's the way it's going to go. It's going to be tough. It's going to go through Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, and the Browns are going to finish third in the AFC North for the next 8 years, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, but, you know, and think about this, and Steve, thanks for the call in Cleveland. You also have Big Ben will come back and play a couple more years, would be my guess. So you have Lamar, who will be the MVP. You get Joe, who's coming in, Burrow winning the Heisman and maybe the national title. We'll find out on January 13th. Big Ben for a year or two, and you're the Browns. It's just piling on. What they need is Urban Meyer. That's what Cleveland needs. Because, or Lincoln Riley to come take the Browns' job, but he's making almost $6 million at Oklahoma. They need Urban Meyer. I think the two best options for Urban Meyer, Dallas or Cleveland. Now there's talk that, you know, Lincoln Riley might be more of a favorite for the Joneses. But Urban Meyer, his Ohio State resume, he's the guy. That's what they need. And you got an RPO guy in Baker Mayfield, which the Oklahoma / Ohio State offense would be easy to implement. And you gotta upgrade the culture. I know we hear that all the time. But Odell Beckham Jr., when it began with wearing the watch, and then after every game telling the opposing star player, help me get out, help me, you know, the opposing quarterbacks, it's just, it's a soap opera. Bringing Odell Beckham Jr. to Cleveland was a colossal mistake. And, man, the dude does some nice stuff for the community. I'm talking football. I mean, you know, a team sport, you're not on audio telling Brady, get me out, telling Lamar Jackson, get me out, like you're in prison. No. So go get Urban Meyer. Run a true spread, RPO. And there you go. I think they got the pieces there in Cleveland. This was I never was on the Cleveland's ready to win the AFC bandwagon. I thought 9-7, if you go back to August on this show, I said 9-7 team. 10-6 if Baker was special. I still think Mayfield has it, but people in Cleveland, like we all do as sports fans, you blame the quarterback and you blame the coach. That's how it works. You blame the star player and you'll blame the coach. Any sport. But in football, it's a quarterback and it's a head coach. And they need Meyer. So if he doesn't go to Dallas, I don't see other fits in the NFL for him. And I think Cleveland, you know, his Ohio State background, Cleveland's an Ohio State town, that's a perfect fit to me, even more than Dallas. Because Dallas is going to expect to go win the NFC. Cleveland will take just the playoffs. So you're 6-9, whether you finish 7-9, whatever you are at the end, 6-10, you need to win three more games. And the Cleveland fans, and you go to the playoffs, and they'll love you. Like I was talking with Graceffo, the Jets, you know, they may finish 7-9. So they were two wins away from being a playoff team? Three for sure? Urban Meyer needs to go to Cleveland. That's it. If you want to join in, we have one final segment coming up, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Graceffo and Horowitz, the A-team, producing the broadcast back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. The legendary Rich Herrera is up from the West Coast here in about 18 minutes. Marash celebrating a baby girl. That's awesome. Tell you what, the most powerful thing ever when you hold that child for the first time. And then it's kind of really cool for the first week when you bring the baby home. And then you go on 2-3 hours asleep at a time for 8 to 9 month window, full year. Then the kid is in the car seat and you take him to relatives and friends and restaurants, and they're kind of non-mobile, and then they get mobile and they start crawling around. And it's a beautiful learning lesson as a parent. I know most of you that are listening would understand what Mirage has in front of him. But congrats to him and his wife on that baby girl. One final segment together on a Saturday that brought us two unbelievable performances by Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence. I don't think Ohio State was planning on Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson QB, rushing for 107 yards. Rushing. Ohio State was up 16-0, should have had a 24-0 lead, at least. Let Clemson hang around, and you get a great quarterback like Trevor Lawrence. They outscored the Buckeyes 29-7 to end that game. They move on as a 3.5-point underdog against Joe Burrow and LSU on Monday night, January 13th. An extra week involved, which is good to give the players a chance to rest up, hype the game, and that will be in New Orleans. So I've thrown out a couple questions with Joe Burrow's magical year and what he did against Oklahoma in Atlanta on Saturday, winning the Heisman the entire season. It feels like it's destiny he's going to hoist that national championship trophy on Louisiana soil. But there's Trevor Lawrence and Dabo Swinney, who they haven't lost. They're 29-0, Clemson, in their last 29. Over-under's close to 70. So I'm asking you, tell me an athlete, amateur, pro, any sport, that had the year out of nowhere like Joe Burrow, that you would put in that same conversation. And speaking of conversations, if Trevor Lawrence was draft eligible in April of 2020 for the NFL draft, he's not. He'll have to wait until April of 2021. But if he was, and you're the Bengals who have secured the overall number one pick, would you take Joe Burrow or Trevor Lawrence? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Kevin in Dallas, Texas, listening on 105.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill, how are you doing?
How you doing, Kev?
I'm doing well. I don't have an opinion about the college football thing because I'm not a huge college fan, but I watched that LSU game, and Joe Burrow's pinpoint accuracy was pretty good tonight. But what I do have is the season out of nowhere. Luka Doncic for the Dallas Mavericks has had an amazing season so far, with 9 triple doubles, including tonight, and the Mavericks having a 21-10 record is not. I don't think it was anywhere near expected out of the Mavericks this year.
I agree, and thank you, Kevin, and that's why I turned to the audience, because there are smart people all across North America who listen every Saturday night. Yeah, Luka Doncic. Man, he got that big deal with the Jordan brand. I watch him interact with kids, people with special needs. He gets it, and he does it without saying anything. You know, I get the European and the switch to American basketball, but you can just feel that he's real. You can. When you see the video clips on the social networks, his game is... I asked Scoop Jackson, who works for ESPNChicago.com, who you would compare him too. This was a couple weeks ago, and he said it's Magic Johnson like, but he's a better shooter than Magic, and Magic is probably, you know, more of a theatrical passer than Luka is. So, but you know, it's kind of like Bird meets Magic, and you get it right there with Luka Doncic. And you're in Dallas for the listeners on 105.3, and you're Mark Cuban. How blessed are you to get a career with Dirk, who's a class act on and off the court, and now you get Doncic for, what, the next 10, 12, 15 years, as long as he stays healthy? I just, again, his heart is real. And when people are real, it usually works out in the end. And he'll be a megastar for years to come. Let's go to Shelley in Michigan. Thanks for the wait. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey,
you,
how are you tonight?
How you doing, Shelley?
Good. You know I'm a great football fan, but I came up with Simone Biles, who was amazing from out of nowhere. I know most of you have been talking football tonight, and if I had a choice, I'd take Joe Burrow all the way.
All right. Well, thank you, Shelley in Michigan. Appreciate you listening. Jimmy in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Oh, Jimmy had to go because he's online, Crisefo said, watching the Clemson celebration, and he just wanted the world to know that Trevor Lawrence is better than Joe Burrow. I don't know. I don't know. That would be if I'm Bill Simonson and I was GM of the Bengals, and for the sake of this conversation, to close out our show, and Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow were both draft eligible, who would I take? The Ohio kid, Athens, Ohio's a very provincial state. But just on football and the visual, man, because I'm impressed with what Lawrence did running the football, but I'm not looking for Lawrence to come in and be RPO Lamar Jackson. I'm not looking for that. Or Mahomes. Is he Peyton Manning with more speed? Is Lawrence a Brady-like QB? Burrow's accuracy is, again, I go back to Drew Brees when he was at Purdue. You know, Elway had a gun. Marino had a rocket. Kelly at the U. I'm trying to think, when I'm looking at QBs, if I've ever seen anybody on the long throws with the accuracy of Joe Burrow. For me, if I was picking between Burrow and Lawrence, I would take Burrow. And for some of you to say, well, it's a talent around him. Yeah, everyone, it's a talent around you. Well, look at Brady when he doesn't have Gronk. Or you only have Edelman. You have really one go-to guy. Oh, yeah, things slow down in a hurry, and it's not his age. I still say what Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, what they can do to fight through injuries. You know, Breeze has done it too, but he's got Thomas, right? I'm telling you, man, that Burrow, the offense, I agree with. You want to see what LSU did, and you get away from a coach who's stuck in his ways or a program, and we've done it this way forever. And even Saban did it at Alabama when he had the McCarrans and the McElroys, and he went to the mobile quarterback, the Hurts and Tua, because I think he watched Cam Newton, what Cam did to him. You adjust. And it's kind of like Dabo, and they're getting hammered 16-0. They adjusted. They did something. They figured it out, and it worked. And they hung on, and they got the pick in the end zone. That's a good coaching staff. That's why they're 29-0 in their last 29 games. And how many times do you scream looking at a college who will have 5-star, 4-star recruits yet you know they're not running the offense to fit all that talent because the coach is saying, this is how we do it. This is how we do it. If I'm Baltimore, and they did it, they adjusted their offense to fit Lamar Jackson. If I'm Cincinnati, I copy exactly what he did at LSU. I change my offense. Because you got Mixon, you got A.J. Green, you got some weapons. I run exactly the same offense he ran at LSU. But the coach will say, well, this is how we do it. Yeah, I don't want to hear how you do it. Build your team around the strengths of your players. High school, college, pro, I think 9 times out of 10, that's going to work. If you're the Bengals, and you have to be taking Burrow, you have to run that LSU offense. You have to. It's what the Saints are running. I've always said this, too, when I look around and I see Brady in his prime when he's winning rings. I look at what Peyton's doing with New Orleans. I look at what Andy Reid does with Kansas City. And I'm like, why aren't there more copycats? Because these guys all have egos and they don't want to be copycats. Why? Why? Because of pride? Because you start out as a grad assistant and it has to be your way. You want to be different. Why wouldn't you copy what the great ones do? Yeah, you may not have their personnel, but at least give your team a chance. And I've seen it so much in football where a coach will talk about what he's been through, where he's coached, and he won't look at that locker room or look at his roster, and I'm talking college and pro, and build to the strengths of what he has. He'll try and make the players fit his style instead of him adjusting. And the great coaches who do adjust end up having winners. Andy Reid, Peyton, Mr. Harbaugh in Baltimore. Hey, I want to thank Graceffo and Horowitz, two of the best in the business. John Fass, great updates. Rich Herrera is coming up from San Diego. 24/7. If you have a huge opinion, you can drop it at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.